I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, if you're driving stick, you already have a car theft deterrent. You don't even know it. It's the stick. Because it seems most of the millennial generation can't drive it. At least according to these stories that pop into I Can't Believe It's News from time to time. An Alabama man is behind bars, 29-year-old Alabama man behind bars, after leading sheriff's deputies on a low-speed chase in a stolen delivery truck. This happened at 4:30 in the morning yesterday. Deputies responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle sitting in the road with lights on and no one around it. So while they were checking that car, a citizen informed them that, hey, a guy just stole a Kenworth flatbed delivery truck over there. So deputies see that truck, and then they try to stop the vehicle.
Who jumps into a Kenworth? If you're not completely sure about driving a Kenworth, well, move on to the next
I'll
car.
I'll tell you who. 29-year-old Randy Vert. He jumped in.
Rand.
And he wouldn't stop, and he kept driving. And he was not familiar with the manual transmission, and he couldn't get that truck out of first gear. It traveled at speeds of 25 to 30 miles per hour on the interstate. Deputies followed the truck eventually to where it just the transmission seized and the truck stopped, and they got Randy.
Yeah, easy. You know, out of the Deming Log Show when we were there last week, some of those trucks all polished up, looking great. And then I saw one of them; it was for sale, and I didn't read all the particulars on the for sale sign, but I thought it said 18 speed.
18 speed?
Yeah, like it had 18 gears or something like that. I mean, it's got to have more than five or six, doesn't it?
You'd think.
Truckers probably know. This was some knuckleheadedness right here from a couple thieves in the Silicon Valley. They thought they were stealing thousands of dollars worth of electronic equipment. The devices that they broke in and stole looked like cell phone chargers, so they probably thought, hey, these got some kind of street value. So says the co-founder of Rombi Corporation. Rombi, yes, makes GPS tracking devices. So these guys stole a whole big fat bag of GPS tracking devices, and you're way ahead of me. After learning that these were stolen, the guy says, the moment we realized they had a box of trackers, we went into recovery mode. We notified the police and then equipped them with the track devices, and within a couple hours, it was all done. Before making off with the $18,000 worth of devices, the thieves decided to grab a beer out of the refrigerator and cut themselves in the process, thus leaving fingerprints and blood evidence behind. So, yeah, these guys were done. All right.
Let's go to Whidbey Island 911.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
These are the real calls that come in to the authorities out on Whidbey Island. We begin Tuesday, May 9th, 8:42 a.m. Pioneer Way. A guy called 911 to report problems with riffraff on his property. Tuesday, May 9th, 9:14 a.m., Catalina Drive. A guy called 911 wanting to have a discussion about coyotes. Tuesday, May 9th, 8:30 p.m., Highway 20 Business. There's two guys flipping people off in the parking lot. Wednesday, May 10th, 2:45 p.m., Bayshore Drive. A guy called 911 to ask if they've heard anything about the anarchy that is supposed to happen on May 11th. That call was made on May 10th, so he wanted to.
Is there some anarchy going down tomorrow? Yeah.
I don't know. And then on Anarchy Day, Thursday, May 11th, 3:26 a.m., 16th Avenue, somebody threw an alarm clock in the trash, and it's been going off for hours.
Well, that's early in Anarchy Day.
And Thursday, May 11th, 5:02 p.m., Crosby Avenue Trailer Park. A woman said she just found a nest for critters in her trailer.
How long has that been there?
And finally, Friday, May 12th, 3:20 a.m., Highway 20 Business. Some guy keeps going to the bathroom every 30 minutes.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.